You're listening to Byers & Company, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Back here on a Tuesday, good morning and welcome. We're spotlighting three businesses a day, every day, for the duration. And we want to thank Romano Company for helping us to build support for our local businesses. Some that we'll be talking to are absolutely closed. Some are open, but in a more flexible way. Some are able to continue to do business in one way or another. And we're going to tell you all about that. They're all compiled in one spot at nowdecatur.com. And Kyle May joins us from FleetFeetDecaturIL.com and SpinCity.co. Got out yesterday for a 40-minute walk. Kyle did my soul wonders. Just the grass got green. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I heard you talking about that. That's great. A lot of people out.
All right, so let's talk about what you guys are physically doing and doing online at both shops. Let's start with the bike shop. It's probably great that people are bringing in bikes for repairs, and I know they can make these appointments online. Tell me a little bit about that.
Yeah, we are deemed an essential business because people are using it for transportation and exercise. So we are doing appointment only. Book it through the website and bring your bike in, and we can talk to you about what you need. We have you put it in the rack and disinfect it and everything before we work on it. So we're trying to be safe that way and keep social distancing and everything. Monday, 11 to 4 on Monday, Wednesday through Friday, 11 to 4, and then Saturday, 11 to 3.
Okay, so they can find that at spincity.co.
Yes, they can.
Okay, and then let's talk a little bit about the Fleet Feet side before we talk about your 6-foot hula hoop event, which I think is really interesting. The Fleet Feet side, let's say, I had my ons on yesterday, I'm going to go walk, I'm going to run, whatever I want to do, I want some comfortable shoes. How do I get these through you guys instead of sending money to Jeff Bezos, who won't pay his grocery store people anything?
they're making even more money right now. Fleet Feet's officially closed. We are doing curbside pickup, and you can call the store, and we can go over some stuff on the phone with you if you've bought shoes before. I'll do Facebook Messenger and send pictures with stuff. I got to send somebody some photos this morning of some colors. So we're trying to figure out a way to keep people shopping local that still want to be active and have nice footwear without
customer. It matters. Right now, if you're listening to me and you're thinking about maybe getting outside or, hey, I ought to start walking, I ought to start running, I ought to start doing something, and you want to get a pair of shoes, don't go to Amazon. They're going to do a sick out today at wholesale or at Whole Foods because, they don't even feel safe. Yeah, places like Kyle's and many, many others, which you'll talk about over the next few days, that literally are fighting for their business lives and have here to serve and given back time and time again. So you want a pair of Ons. I'm suggesting Ons. You got Hokas. You got whatever, New Balance. Buy them. All you got to do is give you guys a call and swing by, and they'll bring them out to you. It's that easy.
Yeah, we'll make it happen. Hey, and this is cool that Romano's doing this. They built out Fleet Feet whenever we first opened, so it's kind of cool how things go back and forth, like helping each other out.
It's a small world, man. It really is. Now, Tell me about this hula hoop thing you're doing.
Yeah. Wednesday, we're going to do a big event at the store. We're going to have hula hoops for everybody that they're going to wear with suspenders, and we can do our 6-foot social distance run that way. And it's April Fool's that day too, isn't it?
Yeah, it really is. April 1st is like a whole new meaning. All right.
So trying to have fun a little bit with
Absolutely. Now tell me about some of the Facebook page stuff you're doing. Running is not canceled, where people can share their stuff.
Yeah, we've had a ton of events and everything canceled, but running itself is not canceled. So there's a big movement on that. We have Fleet Feet started its own Running is Not Canceled Decatur page, and people are posting pictures of them out running and the Garmin watch data and everything to keep people motivated. And there's a lot of interaction on that. And it's been really cool seeing people post all their info on there and keep people motivated. And whenever there's not the target of an end race in, March or April, like you were planning. So
I got a great email from Fleet Feet about, it being a good time to run and 6 tips to keep your spirits high and 10-minute core routine for runners.
All that too?
Yeah, that's absolutely. Cool. Which just reinforces it. I don't know if you saw the story of that Australian company or couple that ran a marathon on their balcony in Dubai.
There was somebody that had they were running one in their backyard. They had like a little triangle course set up, and he was live streaming it. So, yeah, people are a little stir crazy.
No, I mean, that's literally, I mean, it's 2,100 laps on their balcony.
Oh, God, that sounds horrible.
I don't know, but you could make it happen.
So for right now, we can still get out and use the paths and use the roads and everything, but people are not being the best at the social distancing, so let's not ruin that and get it shut down like some other parts of the country. So
absolutely. Just you can stay – you know, listen, people are very – I found for the most part out walking yesterday, encountered several people. People kept their distance. People were very friendly. I didn't see a lot of people – you know, but I know there has been. So you're right. If you get out there and you act responsibly, then we'll be able to continue to do that.
Yeah, Chicago's had to close down bike paths and parks and stuff because people just can't wrap their head around the idea of keeping 6 foot away. So, yeah, don't ruin it for everybody.
All right.
Be responsible.
No doubt about it.
Being active. But get out and be active. I mean, that's the key thing. It's good for you.
Well, it is good for you. You want to build up your immune system and be healthier and feel better mentally. I can tell you, for 2 weeks, I did very little because we're busy with all this. You know, I mean, life has changed for everybody. But getting out for that 40 minutes yesterday made me feel so good. I mean, I felt better than I felt for 2.5 weeks. So get out and do it. Get a pair of comfortable shoes. And go to fleetfeetdecaturil.com or go to spincity.co. You can contact Kyle and the crew there. Once again, those hours that you're going to be there to, like, take phone calls are what?
So Fleet Feet, I'm going to do 11 to 3 Monday, Wednesday, Friday, and Saturday. And then the bike shops Monday, 11 to 4, Wednesday through Friday, 11 to 4, and then Saturdays, 11 to 3.
All right, my friend, keep your chin up.
The hula hoop thing was an April Fool's joke.
Yeah, though, I got so. That. Did we have to point that out?
I don't need people showing up.
Okay. There's no hula hoop thing. It would be April Fool's Day. By the way, I would encourage people, if you're going to do April Fool's jokes tomorrow, let's keep them in the realm of quasi-normal so we don't all lose our minds.
Yeah, I need to make a fake news site about shoes or something.
All right, keep the faith, brother. We'll talk to you soon. Kyle May. Spincity.co, fleetfeetdecaturil.com.